was born
bold. Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Find Johnson. Who is with Johnson? Is that Mark Machuto?
Yes.
Stu, can you see who James is trying to... Who's picking up James for us? I can't find him.
Lecker? Is that James running back now?
No, that's Daffy's on Lecker still. Daffy's going to Smith, so I got that one right. So and who's Smith going to? Jono's coming off the wing by himself here. He can't... What's going on here?
Who's that?
Jono. So that's James's bloke.
Where is James?
James is down there on that, trying to get rid of
them. I was keeping an eye on that. There's something going horribly wrong there.
Oh, what a classic.
That is the South Australian coaching box. Graham Corns, you told me Graham Corns' record is 10 games coached and 8 wins and 2 losses. That must have been one of the losses, surely.
I couldn't find James.
Corns, he joins us.
Have you found
Where's
him
Wally?
Yet?
Where's James?
He joins us on the line with Ken Hunter and Dale Waitman in the studio. Corns, did you find him?
Yeah, you can do anything with anything. Typical bloody Victorian.
Can you remember what?
Anyway, it was nine wins. It was 11 games and 9 wins.
Oh, I'm very sure.
Great record.
I apologise. Because you're getting a bit misty eyed with state footy back, or you got the brace and bits because it's not South Australia playing Victoria?
I'm really angry that it's not South Australia playing Victoria or WA playing Victoria because it's a big Victorian fest. It's just so Melbourne centric. What are you calling it? A State of Origin All Star? What is it?
It's a charity fundraiser. That's what it is.
Well, that's the only redeeming feature. I've got to keep telling myself it's the cause that's most important, because this is not State of Origin, and don't even try. Don't even compare it. You've got two coaches sitting in the room together picking a team. Where's the passion? Where's the rivalry? Where's the enmity? Like, just get out there and smash them. A coach is not going to say, like, if he tries any of that rough stuff around on you, just turn around and whack him. A coach isn't going to say that, are they?
Was that your attitude?
Yeah.
Well, it was once. Andrew Rogers, who was a good player but a nice, quiet guy, he was standing Dermot Brereton, and I said, that must have been 86, I reckon. And I said, look, if he tries any of that Hawthorne, Victorian rough stuff, just turn around and belt him. Just don't even think about it. Andrew Rogers, he didn't have to, and we won. But the next year, Dermot was playing on Martin Leslie, but Martin Leslie was a tougher... He was a different kettle of fish, and he did turn around and whack. So, I mean, they were the good old days of rivalry and aggression, and even some of the rough stuff. And then the Teddy Whitten, it was just great to be involved with. And we've lost it. I don't know whether we'll ever get it back, but we've lost it.
You had Neil Curley though, Cornsey. You had curls in your camp as well.
We had curls. We've still got curls. he still fires up about it. Had lunch with him the other day, and you need to get him on. Actually, you should get him because he would really stir you up.
Wait, when you think of state football, we think of and we've got Dale Waitman in the studio with us, and we think of Flea and how great he was for the state. Who do you think of as being the great players for South Australia in the State of Origin football?
Well, strangely enough, he's a rabbit at times, but Andrew Jarman won 5 Foss Williams medals. Like,
wow.
that's an unbelievable record. Yeah, Tim McGarry, 5 Foss Williams medals. But then you've got the Stephen Kernahans, you've got Chris McDermott, Tony McGuinness. I mean, there's legendary players, as you. But it's almost there's also unsung heroes. Andrew Obbs played really well. Darren Jarman was never an unsung hero, but he virtually won that game in 1993, the one we won at the MCG. Gary, you played in that game, didn't you?
My word, I did, Graham.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was a turning point, wasn't there, when they...
Yes.
Well, you were useless, didn't they? And Tim, don't you laugh. Did you sit on the bench in 89?
No, I did sit on the bench
don't
in 89.
Laugh.
Well, I tell you what, I reckon the turning point in that 1993 game might have been Hawley had cleaned up Gary Lyon, and then they pushed Lyon forward. And he dropped the first chest mark that came his way after Diesel laced it out for him. And they cut to a shot of you in the coach's box, and you had that look, oh, we've got him now.
No, you never felt you had him. It was, I mean, they were great players and great times and great contests. And it was a rainy day, that 1993 one, but it was the first time we'd won at the MCG since 1963, which... And strangely enough, that 63 team has been highly applauded and recognised and honoured here. It's in, that team is actually in the 63 team is in the South Australian Sport Hall of Fame. So, I mean, and you can go back as far as those days if you've got the memory.
We've got Kenny Hunter in here as well. Was the South Australian Western Australia rivalry, or do you need Victoria to make this work?
We need Victoria to make it work because we like Western Australia. We had great contests, but and they beat us as often as we beat them. But I mean, the real rivalry was always Victoria, and as Kenny would know.
Yeah, I'm with you, Quinty. I'm here with, mate, three Victorians in the studio. It's pretty hard to get a word in.
You've got a Victorian wife, so be careful.
Yeah, well, I have got a Victorian wife, but I've got to stick up for West Australia here because, you know, we were the originators of the state of origin, and a bloke called Leon Larkin, who was a CBACO executive at the time, started the whole concept.
Ooh.
And, yeah, we had some great players too.
Superstars.
Like, you know, Brad Hardy, that played great football in State of Origin, Gary Buchanara. You know, we spoke about Stephen Michaels of the world.
And Brian Peake, I always remember, used to get a mountain of it.
Brian Peake was a sensational player and probably didn't see the best of him in Victoria, but was a great player. Barry Cable, of course.
Stephen Michael was a great play. He broke three of my teeth in the state game, but we won't.
Can't remember that.
Should have been wearing a mouth guard, Coonsie.
It was the one time
I forgot to bring just left my mouth guard home. I thought, I'll be right. But the first contest, the swinging arm, bang. He was a great player.
Well, I can't say I'm disappointed here. There's not one. Oh, come out of the whole room. Oh. Hey, Cordy, we're going to keep moving. You were absolutely sensational for state football. No, and I say this sincerely. You made it as much as anyone, and your love and passion for South Australia drove it. And one day it might get back. I'd love to see it back, but we might all be dreaming. But it's on tonight. Yeah, let's celebrate it for what it is.
Cut it out. I might even start liking you.
And could you just have a word to your son and just see whether he can get off the fence? He just doesn't have enough strong opinions, Cornsy.
Oh, I don't know. They say the sins of the father, but it's what about the sins of the son being visited on the father?
Go and find James.
He's doing a great job.
You go and find James and get back to us when you actually find him. Right? Where's James? Graham Corns joining us. Great of you to join us, Cornsy. He's a great character. We've got to get a breakaway. Kenny Hunter's here. Dale Waitman's here just for another 6 or 7 minutes. It's not state footy. It's a charity match for the bushfire relief, and we love that fact. And it's Victoria v. the All-Stars. It's going to be great.
Yeah.